do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
It's time for the Thursday Night Music Club.
All right, that's this. Let's get on with it. Not only is she plugged into everything going on in area music, but also the driving force behind Play It Forward. We bring in the lovely Samantha Fisher via phone line tonight.
Hello, my darling.
Sam's a bit under the weather.
Oh, my God. I've been like that all week, and I didn't think you want me in your studio again.
Always. We got Lysol here. I ain't worried about it. You don't have anything I haven't contracted somewhere along the way.
That's weird.
On shore leave or what have you. You sound okay.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Well, I sound horrible.
No, I
but I'm rolling with it.
You sound terrific. All right, let's start with Play It Forward and what's going on in your efforts to get music in the hands of young kiddies.
Well, yesterday we delivered a brand new drum kit to Urban Future. And they just think we rock at this point because this is the third drum piece we've given them. And we just give it to them. We just show up. We give it to them. We shake hands. We smile. We get all the kudos of thank you. You guys are amazing. And then we leave. How cool is that? I've got the greatest job in the world.
After you've given them all the flu. Yeah, that's terrific.
They might think that next week, yeah. But yesterday was cool because we were able to take a new drum kit. And just a donor that heard about the program via either your show or Facebook or marketing or whatever, and he emailed and said, hey, I have a brand new drum kit. Do you want it? I'm like, yeah, we'll take it.
No, I'll take the credit. I'll take the credit for that.
Yeah, you should. You should. So that's how easy it is to get an instrument into the hands of kids that wouldn't always be able to have it. Very simple. I love it.
All right, let's talk about the piano hunt. How's that going?
It's going extremely well, as you would figure. And actually, next week we're taking two more to the Grand Arts Center. And just how cool. I mean, for years, pianos were my least favorite thing to deal with. And now it's becoming fun and exciting that we actually found a place who wants them. And I told you they're painting them, so they're incorporating their art into the music, and it's just fantastic. I love it.
One piano
I'm donating, it's been around since the 1930s. It originated in Louisiana, New Orleans. So that's got some history. I love it.
Cool. So are you still are you looking for more pianos still?
Well, I don't want to rush out there and grab every piano that's out there, but yeah, we'll take our time. We'll pace ourselves.
All right. What else are you looking for?
Violins and music stands. I need 50 violins.
Oh, that's
all? That's a lot.
That's all?
That's it. 50. Only 50 of them.
50 violins. All right, look around. Play It Forward, STL.org, the website. You can get in touch with Sam with all that. Any concerts? A lot of bands also rising to the occasion, raising money for your efforts, too.
I don't know where I would be today without the local musicians' support and their generosity with their time. So, obviously the Rocky Fest coming up, and we had the Lady Can Sing at BB's on June 30th, all the hot female artists in St. Louis. And more closer is the Blues Week on Soldiers Memorial Weekend. We're just a part of that, so we'll be out there with our buckets raising money and awareness and for Play It Forward. So we're invited to that, which I'm really excited about.
You're not beer boothing this time?
No, not beer booth and not doing the street bartending as we do for Mardi Gras. But I'll have a booth and I'll be set up with brochures and pamphlets and pictures and just bringing about awareness and attention to the program.
All right. Well, good for you. You're a better person than I'll ever be.
Okay. Cool.
It's not what you're supposed to say.
Oh, no, honey, you're fabulous.
It's amazing the pear she grows when she doesn't have to sit and look at me across the room. All right, so again, playitforwardstl.org for more information on that. And now we move into local music and some bands that we may have heard, maybe not heard, and we got a chance to go see, and they're out doing it each and every night for shekels at these local taverns, and it's time to tip our hats to these troubadours.
They really are. They make up the music scene in St. Louis, and I love it. So here's no stranger to you, me, or anyone in St. Louis. Mr. Pat Liston has a new album getting ready to release. I think it's printing as we speak.
He was putting out 8-tracks back in the day when I first, when I first got wind of Pat Liston.
Oh, Mama's Pride. That's great. I'll have to tell him you said that.
Oh, I'll tell him. Don't spoil
it. Okay. Well, you can catch him tomorrow night. And I love Pat's solo shows because he really is just an amazing singer, artist, songwriter. Tomorrow night at the Shanty in Soulard, one of my favorite little dives in Soulard. I love Teresa and the whole crew. Do also check him out Saturday night at the Hangar in Chesterfield. That's a new one to me. And Sunday, the Boathouse in St. Charles. He does an afternoon gig there. And that's Mother's Day, isn't it, Sunday?
It is.
Great little Mother's Day event. And here's the big one. May 18th at the Verizon Wireless, Mama's Pride, REO Speedwagon, Styx, and Ted Nugent. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
And my KSH t-shirts at the cleaners. All right, I'll see if I can't pick that up. All right, so do we have some music from Pat?
We do, and he had told me that he had some more upbeat stuff, but he sent this track along, and it's called Wild at Heart. And he wanted to make sure that I sent this song out to you.
I wrote this song watching my son play in one day, and if I had my way, he'd stay just the way he is now.
Schedule tomorrow night, the Shanty, Saturday, the Hangar in Chesterfield, Sunday, the Boathouse, and May 18th at Verizon Wireless with REO Speedwagon, Styx, and Ted Nugent, and of course, Pat from Mama's Pride as well. PatListen.com for more information. And he wanted you to send that one because he and I are both old dads with young kids.
Right. And I as soon as I listened to the song, I knew that was it. And I do want to make a correction. Actually, the song is called If I Had My Way.
Really?
And the album is called Wild at Heart.
I
and that's
figured.
A live recording album. So that should be interesting. Hot off the press, coming at you next week, I believe, from Mr. Pat Liston. Fantastic.
Yeah, that was wonderful. Hard to believe that he has such a sensitive side, yet anyone who knows him, well... All right, so let's talk some other artists that maybe are young enough to be Pat's kid.
Listen, in 2012 and 2013, this has become like one of my favorite artists. His name is Jason Roberts. He's an amazing singer, songwriter. I love it. He's got a band he's put together called Divine Union. They're going to be at May 30th at the Broadway Oyster Bar, 736 South Broadway. $5 to get in. Show goes from 9 to 1. This is Jason Garms. I said Robert, sorry. Jason Garms. And this is off the album that's going to be released this fall. And the band is called Divine Union. You can find them both on Facebook. And I love this song. We don't have a title track to the album yet, but this track is called Come With Me Tonight.
Wasting time and I watched the world pass by. I must have been thinking that I'd never have to wake up and see the light. I must have been dreaming. I must have been dreaming. I must have been dreaming. I must have been dreaming.
May 30th, Broadway Oyster Bar, the band Divine Union. It's the Thursday Night Music Club. Samantha Fisher, along with us, also from playforwardstl.org. Found another good one there, girl.
He's one of my favorites for the year. So we'll be doing maybe another track off the album when it's released this fall.
All right.
So again, check him out, Divine Union on Facebook. All right, we got one more. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Okay, this guy is just a kid, I think. Well, he was born in 1995. So, what is he, 19?
Like 20? 6? I don't know. That's math.
18.
Okay.
Well, my math's not so great, but yeah, he's just a young buck. And, boy, this kid's got some talent. This is, song is off his debut single album entitled Sincerely. You can check him out on Facebook, Daniel Dwyer Music. And he'll be June 9th at the Battle at Subar. And this battle is for the Rock You Fest event that's coming up at the end of the month. And we've been talking a lot about the Rock You Fest, and that's with a lot of younger bands, a lot of original music. A lot of these kids aren't playing out as much as Pat Liston and things like this. So it's a great opportunity for these young musicians at heart. I think this is a great track. I like this kid, and I think we'll see more of him. He'll grow up like the Logos did. You know, they're like 30 now. Their kids and stuff.
They didn't even have driver's licenses when we started playing their music.
Isn't that the best?
Unbelievable. And remember, look around. We're looking for a lot of violins, music stands, still want some pianos too. Anything to help on the musical front to put this dream in front of some kids that don't otherwise get it. Playitforwardstl.org. Driving force behind it, Samantha Fisher, with our weekly check-in on the Thursday Night Music Club. We'll go out with Daniel Dwyer and Feel Better, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'll see you next week, and let's go out with this track, and it's called I Don't Know.
All right, we do that. And also, when we come back, Dan Durkholz brings us some national sounds released this week. Also, some concerts you may want to check out as well. It's all ahead on the Thursday Night Music Club.
Tell me why it's been a long time since you've been close enough to feel. It's been so long that now that you're back, it's like, are you even back at all?